This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Them. The teams that we have traditionally said, no, it's not going to happen. Steelers get a date with the Ravens or Chiefs or Bills in January. It's like going to see the executioner or the electric chair. It's not going to happen. We used to not say that about the Ravens, but look at last year's playoff game. You know, it's just not, they're not good enough. They don't have the weaponry, the arsenal, the artillery.
There's just two different tiers of football team that you're dealing with.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that was the past. Now you look at who's going to make the playoffs currently. The Broncos have the best record in the conference. You went to New England and you won. You played the Colts when they were at the top of their game, and you kicked their ass. Say what you will about the way Aaron Rodgers is playing, about Mike Tomlin, about their defensive struggles at times this year, about how their offense seems to be stuck in the Stone Age or played very conservatively, whatever. They're not that far off right now because the bar has been lowered, man. You know, like, we're not talking about elite teams that none of those teams that would make the playoffs right now keep me up at night. None of them.
The teams that are in it do not have reputationally. The Bills, I still think, have that fear factor a little bit, but we've seen them be vulnerable. They can lose to anybody.
And we'll see how they compare to the Steelers when they play a week and a half from now.
Seeing May and the Patriots handle them in a not fluky fashion after the Steelers managed to go in there and get a win is impressive. It's one of those deals where right now the standings kind of need to stay exactly what they are. And you need to see, like, the Chargers hold off the Chiefs. Because I'm looking at, like, Football Reference. They do their little simple rating system. Above zero is good. The Colts, by that, are the best team. The Steelers are the worst playoff team by that metric. Currently in, if the season ended today, as Kabali is fond of saying. The weird thing about the Chiefs is, if they get in, I do feel like they're the same wrecking crew team. They were 9-1 last year at the same point in the season. Mm-hmm. With, like, a point differential that was 25 points worse than it is now. They're a better team with a worse record, I think.
The stats say they are, but I don't agree with that because they've lost every close game. And outside of the Ravens game, in which and the Detroit. Detroit was a really good win at home.
They handled them.
I know, but they've lost head-to-head against most of the good teams they've played this year.
Well, they lose to the Bills in the regular season every year as a setup for the Lucy pulling the football trick whenever
they
lost
see him to in the Philly
playoffs.
At home. They lost
close.
To Denver
they
on the road.
Close. Close yeah, that's to the Philly, close the, to
the Chargers they lost to. The Jaguars they lost to. The Steelers have more impressive wins than the Chiefs do this year. They went to New England and won. They beat the Colts at home.
Yeah, I mean, I would say Detroit handling them is very impressive, but by the record, Detroit's currently on the outside looking in that conference,
yep.
too. It's a weird year. It's a weird year for me for this reason. Right now, everything you kind of said is true. and I can't really come up with an argument for it, against it, other than to say this as an observation. Even though everything feels like scattered right now, it does feel like if the Chiefs nudge their way in here, and they have Colts at Cowboys, Texans, Chargers, so the next four, not really like easy by any stretch. There's a couple there that they could absolutely lose, although...
If the Colts lose on Sunday to the Chiefs, I don't think they're making the playoffs.
If the Chiefs lose to the Colts on Sunday,
I don't think they're making the playoffs. They'll be 5-6.
There's a realistic case to be made that they can at most afford one more loss, and it can't be to the Chargers or the Broncos. Especially,
but that would be an AFC loss, and that would hurt their tiebreakers.
They'd have to kind of hope that they lose one game. It's to the Cowboys of all teams they have left.
They are
in surprisingly perilous condition because of what the two teams ahead of them have done and because they already have a loss against each of those teams.
I think they're in perilous position because they're 5-5.
I forget which analyst said it. Maybe it was like randomly like Craig Carton or somebody. I don't know. It was a big sports talking head name like that everyone would recognize. Said essentially they might have to win out to get in and go like 12-5.
Because they don't have head-to-head tiebreakers with these teams.
That if the Chargers don't like spit the bit here and go at least 11-6, the Chiefs are going to be hard-pressed to get in. And then the Ravens and Steelers situation, my thing with the Steelers in holding off Baltimore is this. If they had beaten the Bengals that first time as well, that game is going to loom for me. I don't know if it is for you right now. 7-3 and two games clear with two to play against the Ravens still would look so much different right now than 6-4.
The only thing that really looms over that whole situation for me is, what shape is Lamar Jackson in?
Well, he was full again
today. Okay, but still, he's shown up on the injury report with three different injuries now.
Yeah.
Ankle yesterday, knee last week, hamstring that kept him out for games. Didn't look like the dual threat Lamar Jackson versus Cleveland. They only won that game because Dylan Gabriel stunk, got injured, and a worse quarterback had to go in. The AFC is up for grabs for me. I really do.
And it doesn't feel – so, I mean, this is probably the question I was trying to get to and just didn't really ask it explicitly. You don't think that it's one of those situations where, as muddled as it looks right now, the decks start to clear and somebody does emerge, and it's maybe one of the teams we always assume was going to emerge? Because I feel like college football is like this right now a little bit. It feels like several teams could win it, but at the end of the day, it feels like there's going to be an emerging powerhouse.
I mean, I feel like in college football, it's Ohio State's championship to lose. They won every game, and they won last year's title.
I guess the lack of comp there is that there isn't a team that's like Ohio State-ing the field.
Well, maybe you could say that about the Eagles in the NFC.
In the AFC specifically, it is muddled. The team that looks like the power right now is New England, and they're new on the block.
That's what I mean. And you've beaten them at their place. Like,
that was a Tomlin special. Here's a million turnovers. We'll figure it out.
I mean, like, the Steelers won last week, and there's still questions about them. And, you know, we're talking about things like, are they playing the right corner? Why is their offense still kind of... I wonder if people feel the way you feel about it.
Maybe not so much about the Steelers' place in it, but that broadly speaking, this really is as wide open as it's been in this conference in a while.
And what I'm saying is, I don't think it would take much for us to get very excited about the Steelers.
It would take their offense starting to click and look in place, and their defense not having any more injuries.
But I don't even know if that's true. Like, if they just beat Chicago on Sunday, and they still have a lead on the Ravens, and Buffalo loses tonight to Houston, or the Colts beat the Chiefs, then all of a sudden one of these dragons is slayed before the playoffs even
start. You have a chance.
You look like you're going to make the postseason.
I'd actually feel way better about it if they beat the Bears and, like, say Buffalo wins tonight. Okay, whatever. And then you actually bring Buffalo into your building and actually get after them a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, I'd feel better about that because it's you doing a little bit of your own dirty work for once.
I don't care who does. I know you always bring up the Patriots. I don't care about that.
I'm not saying it even in that context here. I'm saying this team, those teams that had like the Patriots' dirty work done for them, fine. They were still great teams. They just clearly had like a Patriots problem. This team has enough questions surrounding it that I would like to see some like proof of concept from them that they can handle their business against one of the big boys. That's all.
Donnie, you want to add anything to this conversation? Do you agree with me? It's pretty much up for grabs, and the Steelers aren't that far off from being a factor in the whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there is a dominant team this year, which absolutely works into the Steelers' favor. Now, if you had to ask me if I thought they would just outright win the AFC, I'm probably going to pick the field there. I will certainly pick the field there. But, I mean, if there's ever a year where they need something like this, it's now, because...
Who would you guys say is the best team in the AFC?
You're going to be mad at me. I still think if you made me pick a team right now with my life on the line, I'd pick a team that's outside the playoff. I'd say the Chiefs still are.
You know what you're doing? You're doing the thing you used Starkey to fight does. With Starkey yeah. about Alabama.
Yeah,
where he would say Alabama's the best team in college football, even if they were 7-4.
I know, but I'm not going to go as extreme as him, where he would basically try to make the case that they should be allowed to play for the national title every year, even if they have a losing record, because they're Alabama and the physical advantage is so obvious. It's just that if the Chiefs get in, if they get in, they would be my pick. Right now, if you make me pick who the best team is, and it's got to be from the playoff field.
Yeah.
I'd actually take New England. Believe it or not.
Wow.
Because their quarterback's gone into the Dragons lair there. Their coach has at least been there, done that, and coached in big playoff games and outfoxed like a legend of the sport.
But he's known for blowing those
I
games.
I know, but May looks like he's kind of built different right now. I'd bet on them, and if I had to pick a... Okay, I'm going to quickly say this. Maybe the thing about this year's AFC that I find heartening is that the Broncos, whose quarterback half the time plays like ass, are as good as they are. Because they are a flawed team. I know the coach is an offensive-minded coach and will try to get Bo Nix figured out. He is not good right now, and they are good, record-wise. And usually that doesn't happen. Eventually that catches up to you by this point or earlier than this point in a season, and it hasn't.
This is maybe you disagree with this. I'd love to play the Broncos in the playoffs.
So would I, because I think Mike would be delighted to get into that kind of game, don't you think?
Because Bo Nix isn't going to do much. It's going to be low scoring.
I think if Mike had to pick the one team he wouldn't want to play in a first-round game, it would actually be Indy, because the game would be in Indy. I don't think he would like that, because I think that's a different game on that carpet.
I agree with
that. And in that crowd situation. And then I think the Shane Steichen boogeyman comes back. He's like, oh, crap.
I'd even take my chances with the Chargers again.
I would, because I think that Mike can learn from what happened there and muck that one up a little bit and say Aaron Rodgers or whoever my quarterback is isn't going to look that bad twice. I think he would feel okay about playing every team right now that's in the playoff field other than maybe the Colts in Indy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. 15 minutes away from TRT, that's short for Total Request Thursday. We give you a list of topics. You pick what you want us to talk about. That's just a little bit away. Right now, though, we've got to the Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. And that's where we find great Steelers insider Ray Fittipaldo, sponsored by the Western PA injury attorneys Larry Kelly and Joe George from LGKG, your home team. All right, Ray, what percentage would you put on Aaron Rodgers playing Sunday?
Well, you know, he went through individual today and was limited, so that was a good sign. I think it's better than 50% right now, so I would say anywhere, 55%, somewhere in that range. I still think he has to go out there tomorrow and do a little bit more before Tomlin signs off on it, but I think today was a good first day.
Ray, if it was an opponent other than the Bears, if it was a very nondescript opponent for Aaron Rodgers personally, like, I don't know, the Jaguars or something, do you think he would be making as aggressive of a push to play this week as he really so far has?
No, I mean, listen, I know how much Aaron loves playing the Bears. I know what this game means to him, but I think this is bigger than just one game. I think Aaron is a guy who wants to play every week, and, you know, he's with the Steelers now. I know he was talking about Green Bay yesterday and all that history and stuff, but he knows this is a big game for the Steelers. I mean, this stretch here, Chicago, Buffalo, and then Baltimore is going to be huge for their season. It's a really tough three-game stretch, and I think he wants to play because of that. The fact that it's Chicago in Soldier Field, I just think that's the icing on the cake.
Ray, do you think the coaches see a big gap or a big difference between Aaron Rodgers and Mason Rudolph right now?
I think where the big gap comes is what Aaron can do at the line of scrimmage. So, he has a very, liberal leeway in terms of changing plays at the line of scrimmage, getting the team into better plays. So just his wealth of experience, his knowledge in doing that is what separates him from Mason. You know, the other stuff, I think we saw it, last week. I mean, Mason went in there, he stood in the pocket and ran the offense very well. So I don't think there's too big of a gap right now between 41-year-old Aaron Rodgers and 29-year-old Mason Rudolph in terms of, just standing in the pocket and spinning the football. But obviously Aaron gives you just a huge edge when it comes to what he could do at the line. And, I would say more the intangible qualities is probably, why he's so good.
To what degree do you think Mike Tomlin now finally maybe believes in Mason Rudolph's ability if called upon, or if he needs to call upon him, Ray, given kind of the way, frankly, I'll lead the witness here a little bit, it seemed like Tomlin was almost Rudolph's biggest detractor or non-believer for so many years?
Yeah, I mean, if he doesn't believe by now, I don't think he ever will. I mean, just going back to that great finish in 23 and, they don't ask him back, and he leaves. And then, like I said in the spring, guys, when they re-sign Mason, the grass isn't always greener. He comes back to Pittsburgh. He considers this home. And, he did on Sunday what he's always done here. You know, pretty much after that rough patch in 2019 in his second season, the guy's been money whenever called upon. Now, they might not view him as a 17-game starter, and that's fine, but they are ultra-confident in him as a backup, in short-term situations.
Do you think there's a realistic chance, I know I'm getting ahead of myself here, that Mason Rudolph is their week one starting quarterback next year?
Yeah, I mean, listen, if Aaron retires, you would have Mason Rudolph and Will Howard as your two quarterbacks, and then likely a draft pick, a first or second round draft pick that you bring on board in the spring. So, yeah, absolutely. I think there would probably be a competition, but Will Howard missed significant time in his rookie camp. I think he'd be behind because of that. And, yeah, I definitely think Mason would have the leg up there if there was a competition.
Ray, I'll switch gears a little bit because the defense and certainly the secondary are going to get tested by a guy like Caleb Williams and that Ben Johnson offense. How much of a leash do you think Darius Slay has this week getting his starting job back?
Well, they're really confident in James Pierre, so I don't think the leash would be terribly long. So, you know, Darius has been full the last 2 days. He seems like he's passed the concussion symptoms, so he's probably going to be a full go and be in the starting lineup in Chicago. But, you know, what we saw from James against the Chargers and then what he did following up on that in the Bengals game was really good stuff. And I think he's now proven to the coaches that he's more than just a special teams player. So I get the deference to Darius Slay. I really do. He's a vet. He's a leader in that locker room. But, yeah, if there's any kind of signs that maybe he's not keeping up, you know, early on, I don't think they would be afraid to go to James Pierre.
Ray, is Jonnu Smith only playing over Pat Freiermuth because Arthur Smith likes Jonnu Smith so much?
Man, I don't know. I wrote a piece on Darnell Washington this week, and I was just looking at the snap counts. I was surprised to know that Jonnu Smith leads all the tight ends in snaps this year. I mean, you wouldn't even know he's on the field sometimes. And here he is. He's second only to DK Metcalf in terms of, you know, the pass catchers in snaps. So, yeah, that's a little bit backward. You know, if Arthur can't get anything out of him, then maybe at some point they should go more to Freiermuth. I mean, I love what they're doing with Darnell. I don't think you go away from that at all. I mean, I think he's the number one tight end now. He should be getting all the reps in the running game, and he should be out there as a pass catcher too because he's really, really good when he gets the ball in his hand. So, yeah, I would like to see a little bit more of Pat. And I think that might happen if Jonnu doesn't start producing here in the next couple weeks.
Ray, to what extent is there maybe a realistic chance that Roman Wilson continues to see like a meaningful uptick in snaps and targets and everything else? Because I'm projecting a little bit here, so I apologize. And you can correct me if you disagree. It feels like very slowly but pretty steadily they're starting to gain a little bit of trust in him, even with the awful fumble towards the end of the game a couple weeks ago. Colts game. Thank you, Pony. Blanked on that one.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, listen, Arthur said that last week. He is slowly gaining their trust. Now, you know, with the snaps this past week against the Bengals, you really didn't see a big change in targets or reception. So, you know, eventually the production has to come. Whether it's Mason or Aaron, they have to have trust in throwing the ball to him. So I think that's probably the next step, you know, in all of this. You know, for whatever reason, maybe Calvin's time has decreased. You know, he's been injured, and then he had a bad game against the Chargers, so this might be an opportunity for Roman, but, you know, you do have to get the production. You know, you just can't go out there and get play number two receiver stats and not get the production. So, to me, that's the next step, but you talk to anyone in that locker room from Aaron Rodgers or any of the coaches, Arthur Smith, they say he's doing all the right things, he's preparing the right way, and it's probably only a matter of time until that production does come.
Ray, who plays more at running back on Sunday, Gainwell or Warren?
Well, Jalen was limited again today. I think he's going to play, but you know, if you ask me right now, just given the injury, I'd probably say this might be a 50-50 split, maybe a slight advantage to Gainwell. They were not afraid to turn Jaylen Warren back. He wanted to go back into that game on Sunday. They said, no, we're going to ride the hot hand, and that turned out to be the right move with, you know, what he did in the third and fourth quarter of that football game. So just because of the injury, I think if Jaylen was 100% healthy, I would say Jaylen, but given the injury, if it's an ankle, I'd probably say slight edge to Gainwell there.
Ray, what's your read on the state of this defense right now as things stand? Just overall, its level of play, et cetera.
Well, I mean, I don't want to say they've turned the corner, but it's a pretty stark contrast from, you know, what they were before they made the move with Jalen Ramsey and Kyle Duggar at safety. You know, they've been much better in terms of yardage given up. Their total defense numbers are much better. They've also proven that they can still turn people over playing that different look. So in many ways it's more conservative, but I think in many ways that kind of suits their personnel too. Continue to hear from players like they are confident now. They're getting the calls. There's not like the fire drill stuff with running personnel on and off the field, and they just feel like they can play faster now, and I think that's made a big difference here over the last three games or so.
Ray, I'm going to give you a Starkey-style rapid-fire game here. We were talking about how the AFC is wide open before we brought you on. I will give you a playoff game scenario, and you tell me if you would pick the Steelers to win or lose that game. You ready?
Okay.
At New England.
I'll say lose.
Buffalo at home.
I'd still say lose.
Ravens at home.
They could win that game.
Colts on the road.
I'd go with Colts.
Jacksonville at home.
Win.
Texans at home.
Win.
At Denver.
I think they could win that game. Yeah.
Kansas City at home.
I'm not impressed with the Broncos.
Chiefs at home.
Kansas City at home. I would still go with Mahomes in that situation.
Chargers at home.
Steelers.
It could be Chargers on the road because that would be a home game basically still.
Yeah, true. All right, so yeah. Of those scenarios, 0-1, 0-2, 1-2, 1-3.
I think we got the
4-3, 3-3, 4-4, 4-5, 5-5, Malzie. Coin flips. All right, Ray. Who are you picking on Sunday?
I don't know why. I just got a feeling the Steelers are going to win. They don't play in Chicago often, so it's kind of a tough game for me to pick. But I'll go Steelers 28, Bears 27.
All right. Ray Fittipaldi, the first Steelers media member on our show to pick a Pittsburgh.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Win. All right. We're live here at the Rivers Casino Sportsbook, and it is very loud in here, so we hope you can hear us with all the people hanging out, getting ready to watch Bills-Texans. Also, Pitt, Central Florida coming up in about 90 minutes. 5:31, time to check out the Christmas gift store at Lynch Golf Sales at Pine Creek. Here's how TRT works. We post four topic ideas to Twitter, and you cast your vote and tell us what you want us to talk about. 16%. Said, talk about golden toilets. There is a big golden toilet story out there.
I'm disappointed when I see these results.
Yeah?
Not disappointed, because the vast majority...
The people have spoken here,
Chris. Well, the vast majority of what we do is good old-fashioned, our spin on meat and potatoes sports talk, okay?
Yep.
And that is always reflected, it seems, that that's what our listeners primarily consume and want in these TRT votes.
Yeah.
But once in a while, I just want golden toilets or something like it to win.
Yeah.
Just to see where it goes.
Donnie, do you agree with that?
I do agree. That I wish sometimes it was whatever you toss on there that's like off the beaten path.
Because usually the one that's clearly not sports, because that's typically your format. I tend to tweak it sometimes. You go three sports, one non. Usually the one that's not sports is lost to the dustbin of history unless it's very obvious that you want to talk about it and seek out time to fit
it in. The only time the miscellaneous topic seems to win is if it hits horny guy quotient.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, if you had just put Sydney Sweeney in there.
You're right. Maybe.
Or in Seth's case, like Helen Mirren, Dame Helen Mirren, it might have
worked. Or in Seth's case, Betty White.
Helen Keller, maybe.
Well, now, wait, Donnie, are you the Helen Keller truther on this show?
Helen Keller is a fraud, yeah.
So hold on. We've staked out the territory that Helen Keller, fraudulent. I think Stevie Wonder can see. You got anything for that one, Pony? You got any kind of, in very slightly bad taste, conspiracies like that you believe?
I don't really believe in the moon landing.
Give me a break.
I'm going to throw that out there.
Yes, you do.
I'm not sure. I'm not.
Was it Buzz Aldrin that, like, sucker punched a guy?
Yeah. That was a lot of dot protest too much, in my opinion.
Oh, here we go. Well, I'll tell you what. Buzz passed a while ago, right?
Yes.
I'll tell you what, though. You should have said that. Hey, Buzz, thou doth protest too much, because if there's one thing you're familiar with from your college days, it's getting punched in the face.
Yep. All right, so 16% golden toilets.
Okay.
16% Jeff Capel hot seat. Big game for Pitt tonight as far as racking up wins in the non-conference that move the meter at all.
Yep.
Taking on Central Florida, 16%. 18% Mason Rudolph, biggest fan.
I'm a bit surprised, and you'll announce what won here in a minute. I am a bit surprised this one didn't even crack 20%. We've got a dominant winner this week.
Yep.
And I am, just given that the Rudolph topic was there and that I thought he had taken the city by storm, surprised that this one just cruised to a victory.
50% Pirates' new free agent target. Coming in at a whopping 50%.
What, who is it, guys? A new pierogi for the race?
you know that there's, like, any... It's, you know what's so funny about that, and about that response,
you know,
from our listeners?
Chris, it's actually a new one. Yeah, they're signing a big free agent, Halushki Harry.
Is that 50% of those people want us to talk about it, but 100% of them think it's BS.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I want to hear this. I don't believe it, but I definitely want to hear you guys say it.
Talk about it, but it's like, Who was that guy from Star Trek, Donnie, who said, it's a lie. It's completely
made up. Oh, Jonathan Frakes?
Yeah, Jonathan Frakes. Our writers made it up.
Yeah.
It didn't happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. They just want to hear who the name is.
Right, but they don't actually.
So that they can spike it like a volleyball.
Correct.
All right.
So this one is a big name, and it also, I think, ties into something we know about Ben Cherington. Ben Cherington likes his guys.
Yes, he does.
Ben Cherington likes the guys he drafts. Ben Cherington likes the guys he trades for. Ben Cherington likes the baseball players that Ben Cherington has anointed good players, great players. Those are
he makes his stand on that concept.
Right, exactly.
Yes.
Yep, exactly.
He digs his heels in there.
So that's why the new one is Blue Jay shortstop Bo Bichette.
I knew where it was headed.
Because he was in Toronto.
Yep.
He was around him when he was young.
He was on the come up, and that was, you know, like a guy Cherington studied
exactly.
very closely.
And they need probably a middle infielder because right now they don't have a shortstop on their roster unless you think Triolo is going to play there.
Or Connor Griffin starts on day one as their shortstop.
Yep. But he's also been talked about as an outfielder, and then you could play Griffin in left field and Cruz in center.
I haven't checked. Is Bichette regarded as a good defensive shortstop? I thought not. I thought it was the bat. You're paying for the bat and tolerating the defense, basically.
Yeah.
I mean, if you thought Griffin was...
I mean, what do we grade these guys on defense now? Do we do defensive war? I feel like
ultimate
that's...
Ultimate zone rating? I don't know.
Right.
I think we grade them like defense is basically like the definition of pornography. I know a good defensive shortstop when I see it. Like Andrelton Simmons or whatever.
So I think that Bichette wants a lot of years and a lot of money, but I think this is a situation where if they could get him to settle for more money per year on a shorter-term deal. So how old is he?
He's like 27 maybe, 26.
26, 27?
27.
Yeah, okay. Good guess. Jimi Hendrix age.
Could you talk him into a two-year deal and then he goes and gets to hit free agency again before 30?
2 years for what, $50
million? Yeah, something like that.
Maybe. I think those are more appealing for guys who figure, all right, I'll ball out for 2 years and then I'm going right back out there. I think at that age, yeah, because you're not thinking about injuries.
But
if somebody else knocks his socks off and says, how about 6 years?
And that's what I mean.
Like
I have a hard time believing that. Like, I could see the Pirates wanting to sign him to 2 years, $50 million. I could also see the Blue Jays wanting to re-sign him for that amount of money. So it's another situation where I think they're interested, but I don't think they're willing to do the whatever it takes to get the guy we want thing. And it's going to be another one of these. They talk to the guy. Let's say they even make an offer or they exchange numbers with the agent where the agent is not, like, appalled by it or embarrassed
yeah.
or, like...
He's like, I'll at least take this to my
outraged
client.
By it, yeah. But I don't think it's going to be enough to get him.
This takes me back to something Mackie said to us where he was like, he made it seem like there's a step-by-step process to work your way up to eventually signing guys like Bichette in free agency or a Josh Naylor. He's like, you can't just jump from not spending to spending all this money. Here's my thing.
That looks like Dan Kingurski who just walked over there. Is that Kingurski?
I can't tell. I saw the back of his head as he turned and walked away again. Anyway, I happen to disagree a lot with what Jason, like his kind of hypothesis there, what he postulated. I think you absolutely have to identify the right person that you think you could make that sort of like stunning splash with.
Yeah.
And overpay. It happened on an extremely small scale with Russell Martin. We're not even talking like apples to apples here because it's not close financially. But that got mocked when they did it. Like, this guy's not good. Why are they paying for him? The market wouldn't have even set this high of a price. And then he obviously was a linchpin person who helped bring them back to prominence for 3 years.
So,
like, you've got to bet on, in my opinion, Poe, just to wrap my thought up here, you've got to try to actually pry Kyle Schwarber loose from going back to Philly and just hope that Kyle Schwarber's like, screw it. I think it would be awesome to be a legend in this city, too. I'll come here for $35 million.
So ESPN's projected contract for Bichette is 5 years, $130 million.
They could absolutely do it.
But they won't do, they won't tie up that amount of money.
No, I think it's very realistic to look at their offseason this year if they're going to have this quote-unquote best offseason ever under Bob Nutting and think that the majority of the deals they will attempt to get done if they are legitimate multi-year for decent real baseball money deals are going to line up exactly for how long they think they actually will keep Paul Skenes, don't you? That's how I'm viewing it. Like, I think they
That's interesting. I hadn't really thought about that.
Well, this is the one novel Mulsey thought a week. I have, since that Passan article dropped, thought every rumor in here or every projected or hypothetical contract that's gotten thrown around dovetails with when they probably would looking to deal Skenes.
So the name that Jason Mackey gave us as a guy that he thinks they could sign was Suarez. ESPN's projection on him is 2 years, $45 million. I do think they could and might do that. Because they need a third baseman, they need power, and that's $22.5 million per year. Jason said their salary, right, their payroll right now is around like 60, and they're going to spend close to 40 to get around 100. You do that, you still have another $15 to $20 million to spend. And that's not even counting if you were to dump Keller's contract on somebody. So that to me is a very realistic and doable contract for them.
Would that move the needle?
Yes.
For
the guys hit a ton of home runs. Dude.
I know. Does he have? This is going to sound crazy.
He hit 49 home runs last year.
This is going to sound insane to you. Does he have name recognition with the average fan?
Chris, I think it just happens this way. Oh, I don't remember this. Oh, he played for the Reds back in the day. I remember that. Let me see what he did last year.
And then people get pumped.
Bleep! 49 home runs. I don't care that he hit 228. Awesome.
Yeah. You also need to hope that you don't sign guys like that to that kind of a deal who are just like, well, I got paid here. It's the Pirates. I don't really care. The other weird thing that was like lightning in a bottle with a guy like Burnett.
I mean, he's also, like you said, 34 years old.
No, I know.
So you are getting close to when
it falls off a cliff.
Yep.
But like the unique thing about the Burnett stuff, and even Liriano to an extent, but Burnett especially, he was like the attitude guy linchpin who didn't let people lollygag. He had something to prove, actually. Like he had an internal fire and wanted to prove that like the time in New York wasn't going to define his later career. That isn't necessarily going to be the case with maybe a bigger name you might bring in. If it's just, hey, I got the bag here.
Yeah.
I'm not saying the guy would dog it, but like I don't know if there would be that imperative internal drive to try to prove people wrong.
Donnie, would Suarez get you excited?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy has more power than Duquesne Light.
That sounds like something Starkey would say.
Yeah, hold on. Can you
49 home runs? I mean, that's probably like more than two-thirds of the Pirates roster.
The only thing I'll say back to that is like, and I would not, if it happened, I would not say this very loudly. I would probably whisper it.
Ballpark factor?
Well, there's a little bit of Erik Karlsson having that 100-point season in San Jose. In the years leading up to it, he was closer to like 70 points and 60 points, and it was a huge outlier. The seasons before, the 3 seasons before he hit 49 last year, 31, 22, and 30. I mean, still good power, don't get me wrong. But
I feel compelled to point out he was
it's still a, you know, pretty far away from 49 home runs. What are you going to say?
I feel compelled to point out that
they were in Arizona.
His slugging percentage was 150 points higher in Arizona than it was in Seattle. And that Arizona, as most people I think now know,
is a
big-time launching pad. Guys hit the ball over that big center field wall that's like 415, and they hit it like 45, 50 feet up. Now I feel like an idiot a little bit, though, for like poo-pooing it, because Donnie hit us with that line. If Starkey did it, Don, it would sound something like this. Excited! Pony! He has more power than Duquesne Light. Of course I'm excited. I mean, what are you talking about?
He'd be their best player by leaps and bounds. I mean, I don't even care if he doesn't bring a glove out to the field on defense.
He was a 3.5 win player last year, which is around what Naylor was, just interestingly enough. Like, the value is truly all bat. He hit 189. He kind of had a Schwarber sort of run in Seattle, where he hit under 200. The OBP, though, was terrible. That was the other thing. He didn't take walks at a high enough rate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.